This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning and good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Mike Rinkbrand, and very shortly, Walter Yerkew will join us. His limo driver is parallel parking the Kia Stretch limo at our Tennessee studios. Mike, how are we doing tonight?
Doing great, man. Thanks for having me on again.
Not a problem. Anytime, sir. You are part of 7-5 Radio. Anyways, tonight is June the 22nd, 2024. We are red hot and rolling. And Mr. Yerkew is here. Well, how are we doing tonight, sir?
I'm doing pretty well. I was brushing up on White Bread America takes as gospel just because they see it on TV. So,
right, we'll talk about that in just a second. I was telling the listeners the limo driver was parallel parking the Stretch Kia. Anyways, we want to say hello to our special listeners, Little Billy Keebler and the men and alleged woman of the Onondaga's New York Fire Department, also known as the Cellar Savers. Stay safe, one and all. And we want to say hello to New York's finest, New York's bravest, New York's boldest, and the listeners in Long Island, New York, especially the 2nd Congressional District. First order of business, as always, we read the names of members of the law enforcement community who were murdered in the line of duty. Fortunately, tonight we have no names to read off. And like Walter was just saying a couple seconds ago, as he was studying up on White Bread America and television, and we had a hell of a conversation doing a show prep today. We could have done the whole show if we had commercials and bumpers and so on and so forth. But anyways, Walter, let's take it away, because your first story or commentary has to deal with our first story of the week. Go ahead, sir. Take it away.
All right. I was flipping through Netflix the other day. And I noticed that Dexter, and everybody knows Dexter, was on again, Netflix. And it's been running, you know, every few years for the past 10, 11, since it's gone off the air. And, you know, just watching it again, it's easier to watch it like the third time through, because you can fast forward through all the ridiculousness of the personal lives and all that other nonsense, because you really want to see the police work and the court work, and you want to see who Dexter's going to do next and what everybody's going to say about it. But they never find out about the stuff that he does that he does or who he does until later on in the series. However, in this first season, I see the way White Bread America thinks, because they've seen it on shows like Dexter, not necessarily the same genre, but shows like this, where the cops stick together 110%, which, you know, in most cases they do. And, you know, except when your own butt is on the line because of somebody else's stupid mistake, and the idiosyncrasies that go along with all that. You can just see how the left is geared to, well, most of the country too, is geared to watching television, reality shows, or even, you know, crime shows, just seeing how they get their education on how the Trump trial should have went, how the Hunter Biden trial should have went, how other popular trials, you know, go through the court system. And, you know, and they say to themselves, That's not what happened. That's not the way it was in Dexter. That's not the way it was in Perry Mason. And they don't believe what is the actual truth. They only believe what the commentary is afterwards. We're going to go back 30 years. We're going to go back to the Simpson trial. Now, the guy spent, I don't know, 18 months in jail before he got out when he was found not guilty. And he said in an interview that he would watch television after the trial and watch the news. And the news, and so did I, and I watched the trial. The news never got it right. They never got it right. It was like, what trial are they watching? But people fed into it. And the more they fed into it, the more they felt that Juice was guilty. Whether he was guilty or not is not what I'm bringing up. It's the presentation of people being lazy and not finding out what is really the truth, or what is really based on law, or what's really based on not opinion, but actual fact. So this thing in Dexter is a story that could be true, you know, but we know it's not. This is fiction. Are there non-fictional serial killers out there? Absolutely. Are they doing the same thing that this guy is doing? I don't like serial killers to begin with. They kill the innocent people. But this one is supposed to be some type of, like a superhero. He's killing all the bad people that get away with crimes. That's what his thing is. And people actually believe that this should happen. If we had more people like Dexter in the world, we wouldn't have as many people, you know, bad people as we have in jail. And the jails are overflowing. And it's only white bread America that feel this way. That's not how I understand it kind of mentality. But it doesn't matter what your understanding is or what your interpretation of things are. It's what the actual facts present. And you can believe it or not, but you can't come up with another opinion if the facts are staring you right in the face. So to make the long story shorter, my homework today was watching Dexter again and fast-forwarding through the ridiculousness and just seeing how forensics, let's say, forensics works. It doesn't work that fast. You can't do forensics in an hour. It takes time. You can't determine how things are until you investigate them. And we've seen that time and time again with some of the stories that we've covered over the past 6 years. I'm going to bring up that George Floyd Young guy, and Scoop knows the reason why I say Young. It took him, 3 years, 4 years to figure out that he really was a crackhead, and he really did die of drug overdose. And they're still letting this cop cool his heels in jail. I don't agree with the way the cop held him down with the knee. I don't agree with that. Charge him for that. Reckless endangerment. Charge him for that. They charge the guy with murder. It's everything is not always what the reporting is. Social media is just destroying the minds of our country because everybody is taking it for face value. What was it, 20 years ago? Well, I read it on the internet, and the internet can't tell a lie. Well, guess what? They do, and they will, and they continue to do so. So, people, get with it because you're about to vote for president, in 5 short months. And we are in a pickle. We are in a pickle. And we'll get to, if we can vote for a felon to run for president, why can't a felon vote for president? We'll get to that later, I guess. But that'll be my saying. I hope I made a little bit of sense.
You made lots of sense.
Mike, you've been in a courtroom much longer than I have. What say you about Walter's commentary?
Absolutely spot on. He nailed it. You know, I don't know how many times I've had to explain to, like, victims' families or to other people that, you know, knowing what happened and proving what happened are completely separate things. You know, I can sit there and look at a crime scene and everything that's there and tell you, I know who did this, I know what happened.
All right, we're coming to our first commercial break. When we come back, we'll get the rest of Micah's opinion about what Walter said. Also, we want to talk about Chief Fakes, Tennessee, and Scoop Stanton's big accomplishment. Stay tuned, everybody. This is 7-5 Radio.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at CSPOA.org. That's CSPOA.org.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Decades after Jimmy Carter, Joe Biden picked up where he left off. With America surrendering to terrorists, Biden's foolish spending is causing inflation, which means more pain at the pump, higher prices on groceries, devaluing your retirement savings when you need it most. Once was a mistake. Twice is a disaster. America needs strong leaders, not weak ones. Save America JFC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting done staring at Danila's Instagram account. Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. Walter Yerkew, Mike Rakebrandt, and yours truly, Scoop Stanton, staring at Danila's Instagram account. But how's a kid know? Anyways, we were getting done with Walter's commentary about television programming. Folks, it is called programming for a reason. And Mike, you were finishing up your opinion of Walt's commentary and what actually occurred and what you can prove in court. Take it away, Mike.
Yeah, just that. Like, you know, knowing something and proving something are completely separate animals. But beyond that, Walt's absolutely right. That social media is at the heart of the problem we have with the culture today, where people think they're subject matter experts on everything, you know. Actual trials are completely different than what people imagine them to be. They're nothing like what they make it seem like on TV and the so-called media. You know, you don't call it news anymore. They call it media for a reason, because it doesn't report any kind of real news. It's about how salacious they can make it or how they can twist it for whatever ultimate or ulterior motive they have. And it's got nothing to do with actually educating anybody what's really going on or even what really matters. It's about trying to steer people in the direction they want them to go. You know, Walt nailed it. He knocked it out of the park.
Right. And that brings us to our first story. And two institutions that people have zero confidence in is, one, our federal government, and two, the media. And we know that the media is the fifth column of government. So this Monday, White House spokesperson Corinne Jean-Pierre was asked about Joe Biden's performance at a Hollywood fundraiser where he froze again and President Obama had to lead him away. And the Buckley with a weave said that it was a cheap fake, and any film footage was altered, and that President Biden was a young and spry man in France and in Italy. And my thing is she's probably telling the truth, because it's not like the government ever lied to the American people, except for the USS Maine attack, Gulf of Tonkin incident, Kennedy assassination, USS Liberty attack, weapons of mass destruction claims, September 11th, COVID, Monica Lewinsky, laptop from hell, Russia collusion, and a couple other incidents. So it's real funny that everybody sees it, and then you had the media, other than Fox News, Newsmax, and us, and independent media, they're playing clips where the footage of Joe Biden freezing, not moving, is cut. And while you nailed it on the hit the nail on the head again on social media, because there's some progressive leftist blogger that showed the footage from California where Joe Biden froze, except the clip where Joe Biden froze was cut out. So, well, what's your opinion of the White House lying to us again in the media in cahoots or acting as the accessory to the crime?
Well, it's a known accepted fact that Joe Biden is an elderly man who is feeble. We get that. But that's not where it stops. But that's where the media stop. And that's where his supporters stop. They don't continue on like someone from the right would, or a conservative or a Republican would. How he mumbles and how he doesn't complete a thought. Because the left is saying he's just a feeble old man. But he has positive outlook with a brain. Now, they're trying to show him as everybody's grandfather or everybody's great grandfather who could be a feeble old man that they know and love. So they're trying to transfer this know and love into Joe Biden. Now, this is just one man's opinion, and you know, I don't expect anybody else to go along with this, but I'm just throwing this out there. I had a grandfather who was, you know, way back when I was a kid, he was older, and we used to call it, you know, senility. Now dementia is a much stronger word, but it just looks like the left is trying to bring back that senility term because it's less detrimental to what their journey is. And their journey is to, you know, pretty much make the entire country supportive on a government and take everything away from us because there's not going to be nothing left. If we're supported on the government, who the hell is working? So they're trying to pass him off as a loving old gentleman who is just, you know, a little bit feeble, a little bit weak in the joints, but there's nothing wrong with his faculties. And, you know, most people that do have their faculties know that that's not true. He doesn't have his faculties. He doesn't. And it's a shame that people are falling for all this ridiculousness. I don't watch The View. I see excerpts of The View. And, you know, and they absolutely love, the only reason they love Biden is because they hate Trump. And it shouldn't work that way. You don't have to like the guy for the guy to be a good president. I don't dislike Joe Biden. I don't like some of the shit that he does. Excuse my French. Then again, you know, between 16 and 20, I didn't like some of the things that Trump did. But it didn't make me hate the guy and wish there was somebody else in the White House. So the left is playing, you know, the old wise man card, so to speak. And hopefully the old wise people that we have in this country will see that that's a bunch of nonsense. He's not very wise. Never was.
Right.
So we got a very important day coming up in a few months, and it's as I usually say, it's going to be sticky. It's going to be sticky. Will we survive four more years of Joe Biden? Yeah, but we will all be a lot worse off in four more years than we are after these first 4 years.
Yep, you're actually right. Mike, what say you about old man Biden, the White House press secretary, and the media acting with the conspiracy of Joe Biden as a young man who's a real go-getter?
He goes and gets bribes from foreign nations and, you know, hostile nations. He goes and sniffs kids. He goes and gropes some women everywhere he can. You know, he goes and poops himself pretty much on a regular basis now, from what it looks like. Joe Biden is fried. The guy is done. Everybody who has a grandparent or a parent with frontal lobe dementia looks at that and has to know exactly what they're looking at. It's so obvious, but this regime is more about maintaining their power, and this is just a puppet that they have sitting up there, you know, and this is the one they're going to keep trying to trot out and show you, oh, look, he looks great. It's okay. It was a deep faked video. Meanwhile, Fox News played the entire unedited video and challenged every other station that's calling it, you know, a cheap fake, I think they called it, you know, to prove it's edited in any way, and nothing, crickets, you know, because they can't. It's just, you know, they're just putting out the same nonsense they've always put out, just nonsense straight up. I mean, just complete and utter ridiculous lies that people just accept blindly because they want to be ideologically on the right side, so to speak, rather than just use their brain and actually think for themselves. Walt's absolutely right. It shouldn't be about a cult of personality. It shouldn't be about one man and who he is. It should be about policy. It should be about what they can effectively get done and how effective they are. That's really what this should be. So I'm with them on that.
Right. And here's something the our listening audience should realize. On Monday, when the news came out, Fox and Newsmax, I'm sure OAN was talking about the performance in Los Angeles. CNN was questioning Donald Trump's cognitive ability. So it's the old adage, the Democrats are accusing the Republicans of what they're doing. They said Donald Trump forgot somebody's name, his doctor's name or something like that, and something else. They showed Trump at a rally and looked like he was being led away. It was just a still picture. But Mark Dice pointed this out. It's Donald Trump walking, and the person holding his hand was Donald Trump Jr. He stopped, shook Jr.'s hand, and kept it moving. But the media didn't portray that. So that's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with a lying media that will gaslight you for everything that their people are doing. And what's the good thing about it is nobody is buying it anymore. Of course, you're going to have your cheerleaders in the CNN camp, both of them. You have your cheerleaders at the MSNBC camp that live on the East and West Coast, New York, D.C., in Los Angeles, and San Francisco. But most of the people are not buying it. That's why their ratings are still in the toilet. Charlie Duff said on Wednesday on his podcast, when he was working for Fox in Detroit, he was pulling more ratings in the metropolitan Detroit area than what's his name? The Vanderbilt built kid. What's his name? What's the gay guy? The white gay guy on CNN.
Anderson Cooper.
AC.
LaDuff was pulling more ratings in Detroit than Anderson Cooper was getting across the country on CNN. Anyways, we come back. We're going to talk about the illegal immigration crisis that's going on that's harming our citizens. Also, Scoop Stanton has done an amazing thing in 2024. Stay tuned, everybody. This is Sun Fire Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network. Take away, boys.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Living with everyday aches and pains, I've got a question. What are you missing out on? What are you not doing that you wish you were? What would you do if you felt better? The answer is likely a lot. That's why I want to tell you about Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, it's been incredibly effective, even life-changing for so many people. Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. In about 3 weeks, you'll know if it's working because you'll feel the difference all day, every day. Whether it's your neck, back, joints, or muscle pain, if you're looking to feel better, live better. Give Relief Factor a try. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800, the number for relief, and save on your first order. That's 1-800, the number for relief. Here's to less missing out and more living life with relief.
Four.
Montanans are having quite the issue with water.
Two century-old steel pipes that help convey water from a river on the Blackfeet Indian Reservation to a river that helps irrigate northern Montana cropland have failed. It caused local flooding and raised concerns about the availability of drinking water for at least 14,000 people. The first pipe split this week. Washouts destabilized a parallel pipe, which failed the same day. Workers closed the headgates that diverted the St. Mary River water into a 9-mile-long canal. The economic fallout will depend on how long it takes crews to restore the flow of water. John Scott reporting.
South Carolina judge signed off on a $1.3 million partial settlement in the case of a bride who was killed allegedly by a drunk driver just hours after getting married. Jamie Lee Komorowski allegedly barreled her rental car into a golf cart carrying Samantha Miller and her new spouse near Charleston on April 28th of last year. Miller was killed in the collision. More at townhall.com. There are many productive ways to spend your senior years, but the following is not one of them.
An 88-year-old Montana man sentenced to 2 years in a federal prison medical facility for his role in two bank robberies last year. The defendant was sentenced this week after pleading guilty to being the getaway driver for the robberies, and it wasn't his first rodeo. He pled guilty to bank robbery in 2008, back when he was a mere 72. Jason Walker reporting.
About 2 years after 13 children and teens sued Hawaii over the threat posed by climate change, both sides have reached a settlement that includes an ambitious requirement to decarbonize the state's transportation system over the next 21 years. The lawsuit was filed in June of 2022. It had been scheduled to go to trial next week. The state is not admitting any liability or wrongdoing by settling. Both sides say the deal is historic. More on these news and stories at townhall.com.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
I think that my family has always had a big influence on me for not smoking because since I was little, I was taught that smoking was wrong.
Recent studies indicate that smoking among teens often leads to the use of alcohol and other drugs.
I think having faith in God is a big part in it because the way I was raised has helped to avoid smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing, and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
you're still listening, here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew and Mike Reichbrandt. This next story really got my blood boiling. While the mainstream media is lying for Joe Biden, talking about Taylor Swift, Justin Timberlake, who got caught driving drunk, and Prince Harry doing what the hell he does, we have an illegal immigrant invasion. This country is being invaded. It's not people here to hang sheetrock or clean up hotel rooms or wash dishes in a restaurant. You have Lakin Riley, who was murdered by an illegal alien in Georgia. You have Rachel Morin, a mother of five from Maryland, who was raped and murdered by an illegal alien, who was eventually captured in Oklahoma. And then in Queens, you have an illegal alien that was arrested for the sexual assault of a 13-year-old girl. Now, local residents, they did what the New York's finest could not do or did not do. They found the guy, ran him down, and did some street justice, but they didn't do it quite right. Why? Because this piece of human garbage is still alive and breathing, and he has no broken bones. And then we learn in Texas, 12-year-old Joycelyn Nungaria was killed by two illegal immigrants from Venezuela. And we could do a whole hour of reading off the names of victims just in this year alone, because this border is wide open, and the absolute garbage coming from south of the border across the oceans is coming here, and Joe Biden wants to do something about it. He's now letting the first 2,500 illegal aliens per day in the country. Now he signed an executive order letting illegal aliens that married American citizens a pathway to citizenship. Why? For votes. Because rural white people are not voting for him. And now the black and Hispanic votes are going to Trump because Biden is a mumbling, bumbling, fumbling puppet that has done nothing for anybody except illegal aliens. And people want a real man as president. Mike, what say you about this mess?
Well, I mean, you have all the gang, obviously, and cartel activity that comes across the border. That's obviously a terrible problem to begin with. But then when you go beyond that, look at how many terrorist organizations are probably pumping their people into these into our communities, putting in sleeper cells. And then you have the Chinese sending all these military-age males, thousands upon thousands of them across the border. Simultaneously, they're buying up hundreds of thousands of acres of land around military bases. This doesn't bode well at all in any way, shape, or form. This is it's an invasion. It's quite simply an invasion. There's no other way to put it. And I think that you're right. I think this is going to be the main issue in this election in November, and it's going to be the main thing that pushes Trump well ahead of Biden in that election. The polling already, even from very liberal outlets, is dramatically bad for Biden regime. It really is bad. You know, as much as they're trying to sugarcoat it or trying to paint it one way or the other, it's bad. And rightfully so. It's absolutely disgusting what's happening.
Well, what say you about this invasion by these monsters?
Well, look at the characters. The second thing that Biden did after he fired everybody from the pipeline was put Kamala Hackelberg in charge of the border. Has she been there? She's been to border states, but she hasn't been to the wall. She only goes by what she sees and what she's told. And we have hearings over and over and over about the same thing about why can't, and AOC leads the freaking charge on this. Why are we holding immigrants in correctional like facilities? Well, because they come across the border illegally and it's a crime. And I can't remember the fella, but he kept his cool and said, well, if they cross at the point of entry, you know, they'll be registered and they'll be let across the border. But they do have to show why they're coming or what their purpose is. And of course, anybody that crosses the border doesn't always tell the truth. Why I'm going into Mexico. Well, I'm going to Mexico because I'm going to Tijuana. I've never been to Tijuana, and I'll be back tomorrow. You know, it's questions that border is allowed to ask and allowed to but the hands are being tied. So we have this ravenous run of people coming across the border. Earlier, when I was talking to Scoop, we're talking about the immigration from Europe in the late 1800s and early 1900s, where, you know, 95% of the immigrants on those ships came in through port of entry, whether it was New York or in Canada or, you know, down the coast to Miami or, you know, I'm talking about our grandparents. Now, when they came, like I said, it wasn't the most sanitary place to be on Ellis Island, but they were registered. They had names. They had dates. They had birthdays. They had paper to show who they were and, you know, that there was family in the city waiting for them, in the city of entry that they that was waiting for them. Now it's just like a Russian roulette. You know, they keep spinning the chamber and spinning the chamber, and every time the chamber stops, more and more people flow across our southern borders. We don't have trouble with Canadians coming across the border up north, but the south, it's horrible. You know, more people went through Ellis Island in 50 years. Okay, then immigrants coming across the border, but we were a country growing, a country getting to learn how to be a country because of all the influx of the people. And these were hardworking people that came to work. What's coming across the border is, you know, Mr. Trump is, you know, mostly right. A lot of them are criminals. A lot of them don't have any intention on working for a living, and they just want to feed off the you know, our tax dollars. My tax dollars go up every couple of years. Why? Hell, I don't know. They don't tell me. But when they send trillions and trillions of dollars over to Eastern Europe and spend money on supporting these people in hotels, these immigrants, emptying out hotels and nursing homes to support these people, it's utterly ridiculous. It's utterly ridiculous. And we're fed up with it. We're fed up. We don't want this no more. And how's it going to stop? I don't know if it can ever stop. It's really far gone right now. It's really far gone.
Right. You're absolutely right. And another thing is that, you know, the groups like Catholic Charities, other NGOs are getting filthy rich off of this. And, you know, Catholic Charities can go pound sand because we got Catholics in our own cities that are down their luck, having a hard time dealing with, you know, life itself. You know, we got veterans who are strung out on drugs because of PTSD because they couldn't get the help they get from either the command or the Veterans Administration. So they're addicted to drugs and homeless. Meanwhile, we got people staying at the Roosevelt Hotel, and we put them up in 10 cities on Randall's Island in New York, and you got the Africans and the South Americans going at each other. And people say, oh, these people are doing jobs Americans won't do. Well, guess what? Go pound sand, because you got California and other jurisdictions that have raised the minimum wage above federal levels. In California, it's $20 an hour. So what's going on? They're laying off people left and right. And then you have automation in these fast food restaurants. Another thing they're not talking about is the truckloads of drugs coming through. That's absolutely destroying our cities. They're not talking about the sex trafficking that's going on, and they're just not talking about the quality of life that's being affected, because you got all these kids going to public schools. Schools taxes got to be raised. Meanwhile, you got all these families living in the, like, you know, 10, 15 people in one family house, and it just gets worse and worse and worse. And, of course, the media is just being mum about it. They're no, nobody's down at the southern border except maybe Fox, maybe OAN, maybe Newsmax. Charlie Duff, he went down to the border twice, and it was worse every single time. But, you know, that's why it's so important to go out and vote. If the polls come out and say Donald Trump's 99 points ahead, guess what? Go out and vote, because they want to get everybody, Donald Trump's got it. He's going to win. But anyways, we come back, we'll talk about my greatest accomplishment in the year 2024. Stay tuned, everybody. This is 75 Radio.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
The runner on third takes a short lead. Elwood glances over. Now back to the plate. He sets the pitch. It's swung on. Strike three! They've won it! They have won it! World champions! Jim, what's it like down on the field?
John, it's a madhouse down here. I'm trying to get to Bob Elwood, the winning pitcher. Bob, how does it feel? Winning the seventh game on a strikeout.
Yeah, I thought he'd be looking for a slider, so I came on with my fastball.
World champions! Is this the greatest moment of your life?
Absolutely not. Jim, the best moments for me are breakfast with the kids, long walks with my wife, just holding her hand, you know?
Marriage. You're never too far apart when you're still holding hands. From your neighbors, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Jim, when was the last time you held your wife's hand?
Well, it's been a while.
I tell you need to step up to the plate, Jim.
For more tips on strengthening your marriage, visit family.mormon.org.
This is a battle. A battle between truth and deceit. A battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
This is 75 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
Hey, we are back. Scoop Stanton with Walter Yurkow and Mike Rakebrandt. And during those very important commercials, of course, I was looking at 75 Radio spokesmodel Daniela Rodriguez's Instagram account, and she has a hell of a way to stay cool in the nation's capital. But follow her at Danella.fitnessmodel on Instagram. Anyways, I want to talk about my greatest accomplishment for the year 2024. It was not bringing Mike on the radio show. That's number two. But anyways, Thursday I went to a birthday celebration of my friend Ed Huebner, who's done a lot for 75 Radio and is a fan of 75 Radio. She's also he's also responsible for introducing me to the 75 Radio spokesmodel, Ms. Danella Rodriguez, who happens to be an immigrant, and she is the model immigrant to America. Real quick, she works her ass off. She's very intelligent, and she's a very patriotic young lady. And she also puts up with yours truly, but that's a different story. But anyways, I went on Facebook to promote the fact that one of the biggest power trios was coming together again, despite the fact none of us play any instruments. I said we were bigger than Cream, ZZ Top, and Rush. So anyways, we get to the place in Tysons, Virginia. Very nice. A lot of people I've seen before, many of them immigrants, also awesome, patriotic, hardworking, intelligent. But, you know, the media won't, they want nothing to do with those people, just the people that come in and just tear up this country. But anyways, at the party, Ed and I were sitting together, catching up on what's been going on with each other's lives, having a good time, good laughs. And in comes the world's first radio spokesmodel, looking beautiful as ever. Now, she was wearing this beautiful green dress. Why am I mentioning this? Because I was wearing a red tie. The work wives at my other job suggested I wear a red tie, and it worked out beautifully. So anyways, I want to snap some photos of the lovely ladies because, I mean, just a whole bunch of bevy of beauties. And I was, of course, happy to oblige because this is the one time I could stare at a beautiful lady and not be confronted on being a pervert because I was taking pictures on their phones. And I must admit, I was finally getting good at taking pictures. And then our friend Luciano De La Torre, he brought down the house by bringing a absolutely delicious birthday cake. Somebody got another radio show going on? But anyways, my biggest and proudest moment for this year has nothing to do with Ed, even though we're at Ed's party and he's done so much for the show. He's also been an on-site producer when we do the shows at Luciano's house. And those three shows at Luciano's house happen to be our best three shows ever. Anyways, my greatest accomplishment was taking a selfie with Danella, because the running joke is not only do I harass this poor lady for selfies, but she has to take the picture because I absolutely screw it up, and that's not on purpose. So I was going to drive Ed home, and he was ready to go. He got all his gifts, whatever. And I said, ooh, I got to get one more a selfie with Danella. I said, Danella, I'm about to go. Can I get a selfie real quick? Sure. So I held the phone up, and I took the picture, and it was awesome because it's a great picture of us, period. And I didn't notice until I posted the picture on the website that she actually had her right hand on my chest. And God only knows where I put my hand, but it's probably someplace where I shouldn't have in the first place. But anyways, on the ride home, we were listening to the October 28th show of Danella's premiere on the radio, and we were laughing our asses off because you had Charlie LaDuff just putting his two cents in and at the most inappropriate time, asking the most inappropriate questions. So, I need to thank Ed for inviting me out, giving me my social life again, helping out the radio show. And I need to thank Danella and Charlie LaDuff for making the trip to Ed's house very quick and very, very funny. But anyways, check me out at 7fireradio.org and see the wonderful selfie that I posted. The guy on Danella's left, he needs some help, but she looks like $1 million. And it's a crystal clear, beautiful picture. Mike, what say you about my great accomplishment for 2024?
It's a great picture. I think Danella looks amazing. She always does, though. And you actually look good in it. So that's what I mean. It really was impressive to see a camera that could actually, make that happen. So good on you.
Well, I'm a good looking guy, after about 10 or 12 beers, but, anyways, all right, well, what say you about the wonderful selfie I was able to take on my phone?
I think it looks pretty good, of course, Danella is the highlight of the photo, and it didn't look like you jumped in just to get your picture with her. It looked like you were actually there. So I think I think it's going to work out well with all these pictures you're taking.
Work out well, hell. How? Besides putting on
all these public public, the exposure in public, going to all these big week parties in D.C. and the surrounding areas. I think that's very good for your resume.
Right, and it helped promote 7-5 radio, because. Funny thing is, when we brought Danella out as the first radio spokesman, people are like, what? And like, wow. But anyways, the first picture is a picture of the three of us, myself, Ed Huebner, and Danella. And I wanted a picture of the DC Power Trio. And in the wonderful picture, you see me hold my beverage. my Jack and Coke. So it's a great picture. I got my drink in because that's what I like to do, drink. So just very happy with I don't even know who took the picture, but they did a great job. And they actually showed the footwear, because I guess when you're taking pictures of females, you're supposed to show the footwear. So Danelle's got some lovely shoes on. I got some nice shoes on, and Ed's got his footwear. But anyways, moving right along, I want to go ahead, Walt. You had something to say?
Oh, she was wearing shoes? Didn't notice. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she was wearing shoes. And she complimented me on the pictures because I was taking pictures of like the whole ensemble of the ladies, I guess, which includes shoes. You know, but anyways, I digress. But anyways, more good news. We can learn a lot from the state of Tennessee, your current home state, and the home state of the political cesspool, because Tennessee Governor Bill Lee signed a bill into law that makes aggravated rape of a child eligible for capital punishment. This is music to my ear because, I mean, these people need to go. Well, real quick, your opinion on your governor signing the bill to make child predators eligible for capital punishment.
Well, it's a very good thing. And Mr. Lee, you know, is a Republican, and he represents the state very well. I think he does very well. And he's looking out for the public's best interest in his state. And, you know, if anybody looks up the sex registry in their area, in any state, you will see a lot of red dots. Okay? A lot of red dots. And some aren't predators anymore, but very few. But most are, in their own way, getting around the system and pursuing their craft, for lack of a better term, because that's what it is, because it hardly ever gets reported. They hardly ever get caught. But when they do get caught, they have to register. I think the entire country would almost be covered with red dots had every child predator been caught. Now, if I believe the law states, this new amendment to this law seeking a capital punishment case is when it's a serious physical injury or death. Okay, so it's not like Joe Biden isn't going to get the death penalty for what he does, you know, to put it, you know, simple, you know, sniffing, you know, little girl's hair and stuff like that. He won't get the death penalty. It has to be, it has to deal with, you know, injury more than psyche, more than psychological damage. And it's, you know, we've had the death penalty here for a number of years, and we do put people to death down here in this state. We have, and hopefully continue to do so, you know, for the deserving. Now, will this bill deter? No, it won't.
Okay, and that's all the time we have for Mike Reichbrandt, Walter Yerkew. This is Peter Scoop Stan, and reminding you, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. Do not comply.
Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.